agree what we're going to do, how we can make this something that generates more housing, all different types of housing. I know how important that is. At the same time, allowing our towns to take the lead, give them all the incentives they need to take the lead.
So we just wrapped up a legislative session, and the governor is talking about having a special session later this month, bringing lawmakers back to the table to talk about this controversial housing bill, House Bill 5002. Started off as a homeless study and turned into a massive 90-plus page bill that has been very controversial. Even some Democrats couldn't vote for it in both the House and Senate. And now, especially Fairfield County is outraged, and you're hearing from local officials, planning and zoning commissions all across, especially Fairfield County, saying you got to veto it. But the governor hasn't vetoed it. He hasn't signed it into law. So he thinks this is a good compromise, a special session. To that, Senate Minority Leader Steve Harding says, is this a joke? And he joins us now. Good morning to you, Senator.
Good morning, Moose. Thank you for having me.
Why the reaction, Senator Harding?
Your sentiments are correct. Yeah, it is. Governor Lamont is a nice man. I've often said this. I know you've said it as well. But sometimes I question on how seriously he takes his job, because that's the reason I wrote what I wrote, and that is a joke. I mean, generally how you operate as a governor is if you disagree with the bill, you veto it. That's your ability, and that's how we've constructed our state government here in Connecticut, that if you believe that a bill is bad and you do not support it, you have the opportunity as governor, this awesome authority, to veto it. And so I don't understand what this game is, coming out and saying, well, maybe we'll go into special session and there's parts of it I don't like, and I think parts of it, I think he said, were dumb, and that's his quote, not mine. But you still haven't made a decision on what you're going to do with it. And so what I'm saying to the governor is do what people in your own party are urging you to do, because this is a bad bill, and veto it because you say it's bad. It seems like it's a joke by coming out and making these kind of comments and then insinuating to do other things, but not actually doing what your one authority is, to actually kill the bill that you don't like. It doesn't make any sense.
So, Senator Harding, I have a couple of thoughts on this, and I would love to get your take on it. First and foremost is I think I'm encouraged about the fact that the governor is not just following his party and is not just signing it into law. He did read it sounds like, to the point that he doesn't feel comfortable signing as it is into law. That being said, again, I'm encouraged that he at least wants to talk about it more. But what could even come out of a special session, especially when, you know, this was, again, this started off as a homeless study and it got a lot of bipartisan approval, which is why it got out of committee. How it then became a 90-plus page bill that the Democrats have said time and time again on this show, we've been very transparent. Everyone knew this was in here. Fairfield County's only erupting now. That's a lie. They've been erupting for years, actually, have been trying to stop these types of things from happening. So the narrative around this is not correct, quite frankly. But I think the big thing is what would even come out of a special session? Because there's obviously division on this, and we haven't passed anything major with housing in the last couple of sessions. So I'm just curious what could even come out of this. I mean, does it just get watered down a little bit of amendment here, a little there, but we essentially do pass this thing? I mean, I'm just curious your take on it.
Right. Well, that's the point. And I think that the governor, if he truly believes in what he says, and he's listening to his Democratic first selectmen and mayors that have spoken out against this, including, you know, on your own show, for that matter, he would veto this, because then the leverage would be in his hands and the hands of other Republicans that oppose this bill. And then we ultimately can go back to special session and work on something that is workable. If you continue to keep this in the law, sign it into law or not veto it, and keep this law alive, the leverage is completely in the hands of the left-wing legislature that passed this bill. At the end of the day, a majority wins. And the majority of the legislature, that is majority Democrat, despite the fact there were some Democrats that did oppose this, passed this bill as written into law. And so the only way in which you're going to get any level of leverage to make this bill even remotely workable, because as of now, it's not. It is an atrocity It is never going to work in our communities. And frankly, all you're going to get is opposition, as you should, because you're going to get opposition from every Republican, I can tell you that much, for what this is going to mean for stripping away any level of local authority when it comes down to planning and zoning for residential housing. But with that said, the only leverage the governor has is to go out and do what he's intimated but still isn't willing to do and veto this thing. If he vetoes this, the law no longer exists. And if they want to do something on this issue about developing more housing throughout the state, which is a conversation we could have, then the leverage is in the hands of, I think, people that are reasonable, and that is reasonable Democrats have voted against this, the governor that has spoken out against this bill, and all Republicans that voted against it and spoken out against it. And then we could work out a plan that will work for communities and people throughout the state. As of now, the leverage is completely in the hands of the far-left Democratic Party that supports this bill, and we have really no willingness or ability to really change it unless the governor does what he can do under his authority and veto this thing, and he still will not say he's going to do that.
Senator Harding, how much do you think the upcoming 2026 gubernatorial election plays into everything happening with this?
Oh, I think a lot. I think that if the governor has any intimations of running again, I think people throughout the district, Democrats, Republicans, Independents, have made it very clear they believe in local zoning. I speak with people of all political spectrums in my district, Democrat, Republican, even people that may not even support me, who will tell me that they believe that local zoning control should be explicit with local zoning and local institutions, not with statewide entities. And this bill is the biggest first step that I've ever seen the legislature towards instituting a statewide zoning effort. And so if the governor has any inclinations of potentially running again and trying to appeal to a base of not only Democrats, but people across many political spectrums, particularly those that constitute the majority of people in the state, which are generally in the middle, he knows that he has to be a strong supporter of local zoning. Because as I said, people generally across the state believe in that. And so if he vetoes this, I think that might be an indication that he may run again, because he knows that that appeals to the majority of the people in the state, that agrees with the majority of the people in the state. If he doesn't, I think there may be an inclination he may not. So I think a lot of it, I don't know what he's going to do, and I honestly don't have any idea whether he's going to lean towards running or not running, whatever the case might be. But whatever he decides to do here is inevitably going to constitute towards, you know, the political aspects of what's going to happen for 2026. So to your question, I think it's going to play in a lot to what's going to happen just in the next 2 years for the governor's race.
Yeah, I think it certainly would make or break if he decides to run again. I think this decision would be a huge make or break, certainly for his campaign. We're talking to State Senator Steve Harding, and there is a special session that is expected to happen. The governor hasn't, I don't think, officially said it, Senator Harding, right? But he's leaning towards doing that at this point. Right?
Right.
Okay.
Yeah,
that's what I thought.
Yeah, he has said that. And I think we're going to have to go into special session regardless to evaluate the budget and any spending issues that may come of it. There was an increased tax in the hospitals, which the governor received significant criticism, understandably so, from the Hospital Association. And then he came out and said, after passing the budget, that he would, you know, work with them in a special session. So,
like he had sort of hinted, there's going to have to be something because we don't know what's coming from the federal government side of things.
Right.
So we knew that, but as far as a special session for specifically this housing bill,
He hasn't officially said anything, but he has intimated at it in comments related to this housing bill.
Okay.
And I think this is probably his political this political game he's playing, in which he doesn't know whether to veto this bill or whether or not to sign it into law. He knows that there's significant opposition to it on all sides of the aisle, as there should be, because it strips away local zoning like unlike any other bill we've ever passed in recent years. And so he's saying that he wants to address this, and I think his way of doing that is by saying that, well, we can go into special session and fix it. But again, the leverage is gained by vetoing it, and then we can go into special session if he truly believes in that, but he hasn't even done that yet. So I can't take anything too seriously until he actually makes a decision on finality and what he's going to do with this bill.
You know what bothers me? And so I got to give the governor credit because he is a middle-of-the-line kind of guy on a lot of things, and I appreciate that because we need a lot of that. But you know what bothers me about this whole thing, Senator Harding, quite frankly, and I understand that this is probably why I could never work in politics. I'd probably lose my mind too quickly. But, you know, in the beginning of the session, you know, January 2025, the governor gets up in front of everybody, says, this is what we got to focus on. Special education, public education, you know, early child care costs, electricity. We got to focus on the budget, obviously, was the number one thing. We knew that housing was one of the priorities. I mean, it was one of the things he outlined, right? So you got these five or six things that he says we got to focus on. Both sides of the aisle agree we got to focus on them. So in 5 months, why does this happen? Why does this happen where we say, oh, we passed all these different bills for a little of this, a little of that? That's fine. But I don't understand why we wait until the last week, if you will, even the last couple of days to then put forward some of the most transformative, impactful pieces of legislation. I don't understand why. All right, he addressed it January. Next day session starts. Boom. We're addressing this right now. We're going to tackle this. We're going to fight about it. I'd rather, as a taxpayer, see that only 10 bills passed this entire session, but man, they were meaningful. They had compromise. You heard from people. It made sense. I'd rather see that than we passed 100 bills for a little bit of this, a little bit of that, but we're going to go and do another special session, fix a bill that probably is still going to be broken after a special session. You know what I'm saying? I mean, I think the over...
No, you're exactly right. Yeah, I think that you speak from the heart of a lot of people throughout the state that say exactly that, that, you know, if we're going to pass something, make it meaningful, make it impactful. Instead, we pass hundreds of bills from an array of different issues. Some of them, I understand, are important to certain specific districts. But ultimately, it's this array of bills. It's hard to keep track of. Some of them are more meaningful than others. And I think you speak from the heart, and I think you speak for a lot of people in the state that say that really the conversation should be constructive around a few bills, really focus on them, make them impactful, and then ultimately vote on them as we hit the end of session. I would argue that the bill that we have before us with 5002, I think, was kind of kept in the dark on purpose. I think that if the majority of people in the state were able to get their eyes on it before it ended through the legislative process, they would have objected to it even more than how they're objecting to it now, and it probably would have prohibited its passage. I think I would argue that in some cases, some of these bills, particularly 5002, are kept hidden and quiet and secretive until the very end for a reason, which is really upsetting for myself. It's upsetting. It should be upsetting to the 4 million people in the state. Because it's not being transparent and ultimately leads to situations that we're in here today where the governor is contemplating a veto, contemplating special session, when we had 4 months to actually have a constructive dialogue regarding this bill. And instead it's left to a situation where the bill passes in the dark of night. And now the only option is a veto by the governor and the Republicans being a strong opposition to what is a bad bill. It really isn't helpful for anyone, regardless of party affiliation throughout the state.
Yeah, I mean, when I talked to Representative Rojas about this, the House Majority Leader, who obviously is would like this bill to pass as is, I asked him a question, but I don't know if he got the sense of what I was asking, which is, you know, a part of this bill, just as an example, talks about, well, if your local planning and zoning comes to Hartford, says, hey, we've reached this requirement and we're where you need us to be, and Hartford says, no, you're not. I said to him, I go, your legislation doesn't explain then what happens next. He goes, you're proving my point. I go, no, I'm not proving your point. If anything, it's showing that the legislation is broken because you're pushing a narrative that Fairfield County is erupting and making all these fear-mongering statements. But if we don't know what happens when Hartford's not happy with what Fairfield County towns are bringing to you, what else would be the option? It would be that you would be the oversight. You would take over. You would make decisions for that town, which is exactly what they're saying. I think if this was more, you know, maybe the people working on it felt like, well, we worked on this for months. That's great. But I could tell you this came as a shock to both Democratic and Republican run towns, especially in Fairfield County. And a lot of them have said to me, why couldn't these conversations have been out on the table starting in January when the session started? I don't know.
Yeah, you're exactly right. And Governor Lamont has an incredible authority given to him by our Constitution in the state of Connecticut to veto this bill. And for that very reason, if nothing else that you just laid out, Melissa, very articulately, that's the reason he should veto it. And he should say, look, if you want to do this, and Representative Rojas has an intention of pushing a bill like this forward, you have to do it transparently, getting all the interested parties involved from all areas of the state. And then you have an entire session, next session, to work it out. That should be his message. That should be his reason alone for the veto. And I am urging him, as well as other Democrats and Republicans across the state, to do exactly that.
Senator Harding, appreciate getting your time here on WICC. We'll see what happens next. Thank you.